Friends, Irishmen, followers, I speak to you today in this grave hour upon our darkest day, one in which we are taking a brave and plucky stand against the British and their inconsiderate immigration policies, and also because it's the first address to the nation live-streamed from a Taoiseach's personal account. Thank you for the love hearts. We have seen an exponential increase in the number of migrants entering our country via our land border with Northern Ireland. Last week, 80% of all arrivals came from the north. By Tuesday, it was 91%. These figures come from the hard, scientific, incontrovertible calculations that Minister Helen McEntee made in one of her customary brain freeze panics in an Oireachtas committee. In fact, at this rate of increase, Helen assures me that by next Monday, the portion of asylum seekers arriving from the north could be as high as 143%. That is why I'm introducing emergency legislation to ensure that we block this flow. By the way, even though we're calling them emergency laws, it still takes months to pass a single bill, and sure, by the time we've passed this meaningless piece of drivel, we'll have moved on to whatever other disaster Helen has invented in a committee after gulping the fizzy water too quickly. So, we will be sending these humans we now only think of as iPass digits back to the UK. Take them back! We have set out clear parameters for identifying people who have crossed into our state via Northern Ireland. Do they have receipts for the Titanic Museum in their pockets? Is their boot full of black cat fireworks? Is that harp we smell in their breath? These are the telltale signs. We will send them back to the UK. Quick aside, when we say UK, we mean Britain, right? I mean, I know the North is legally technically the UK, but what use would an emergency new law to deport illegal immigrants back to the UK who we can't prove were ever in the UK be if that meant putting them on buses to Newry or Strabane? Has anyone actually thought this through? Anyway, enough is enough. We're putting our foot down on immigrants. Figuratively, we haven't gone full fash just yet, for we welcome many diverse cultures to Ireland, such as Americans from New York, Americans from LA, Americans from the middle bit. All are welcome, on the condition that they can afford a pint of Guinness in Temple Bar after 11 p.m. Rishi Sunak, let me say this directly to you. You have chosen a formidable foe. If you think you're an unelected Prime Minister who's never achieved anything and is facing certain defeat in an upcoming election, you ain't seen nothing yet! Ireland will face the Brits steadfast, standing strong, like me delivering a speech, head bobbing and unsure what to do with our hands. The hour is upon us, and it is not without any difficulty that I say unto you, my people, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a TikTok war! We shall fight them on the bitchings. We shall fight them in the comment sections. We shall fight them in the posts and on the panel shows. We shall fight in the likes. We shall never surrender. Block. Because I'm Simon Harris. I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy and hungry. And I'm not going to miss my shot. Not of wheatgrass. Got to remain gut healthy. Where was I? Oh yes, this means war. Live, laugh, love, like and subscribe. Toodles.
All right, Prime Minister, I'm afraid things are looking rather bad.
Oh, diddums, have we lost a few council seats?
A few? It's hundreds, sir. It's a disaster.
What a shame, especially after everything ERA did to try and save my bacon.
That was kind of them, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, not even the Daily Mail could do such a good job plucking our Rwanda policy out of the bin like that.
Sorry, out of the bin?
Well, record numbers of small boats continue to arrive, sir.
Gosh, you could say that ERA sent me a small boat.
Don't say that, sir.
Anyway, do send a muffin basket of thanks to the lady who said the legions are fleeing across the soft border into ERA. Who was that again?
It was a Helen McEntee, the Irish Home Secretary.
Well, send Mrs. Mick a lovely card. I mean, where did she get those statistics?
From a leprechaun after a Guinness too many, I expect.
Gosh, they are such charming little drunken dreamers.
Now, the Irish are, however, insisting that they will send migrants back to us, pointing out a post-Brexit agreement that we made.
Well, luckily, the Conservative Party is yet to meet an international treaty promise we're not willing to break.
Quite.
So, how many small boat people have they sent back to us since that deal?
Well, zero, sir.
And why is that?
Because they're Irish, sir. Far too busy losing rugby matches, losing Oscars, and licking bathwater.
Crikey. Well, still, we can't have them threatening to return unwanted migrants to us.
Absolutely not, sir. So I'm afraid this does mean war with Ireland.
Well, that is rather unfortunate.
Terrible.
Still, it's precisely how Mrs. Thatcher won her election, using the Falklands when all seemed lost. I mean, should we be concerned? What is the capacity of their armies?
Well, our intelligence suggests the Irish military capabilities include tearful reunions on something called a toy show.
What?
Occasionally taking part in show jumping and carrying sandbags after small towns have flooded.
Right, but let's be cautious. We can't get cocky. Look where that's got us.
14 years of power, sir?
Okay, yes, but we need to be on our guard.
Indeed.
Is there any chance the Irish may have already landed in the UK?
Oh, they've been stacking hundreds of thousands of them in the country for years now.
Oh, no, it's worse than I feared. Have we managed to identify any cells in operation?
We have. They're called Liverpool, Birmingham, Newcastle.
What?
12% of London.
They're everywhere. Where is their attention focused currently?
Mainly on finding work, critiquing our Guinness and doing something called slagging.
Well, what on earth are we going to do?
Surrender, sir, before you even begin.
I beg your pardon?
Well, didn't I ever tell you I'm 80% Irish?
What the devil? No, you... What do you mean 80%? What's that?
I'm using the McEntee formula, of course.
Oh, right, you almost had me there.
Oh, I'm up to 91% Irish now, sir. You'll have to send me back.
Stop, you're quite a card.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. And, of course, was our series producer. And that's all from the News at One. Liveline is next. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Oh, well, I'm glad that's over. And at least I got to sign off without any fuss or...
Surprise!
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I hope you at least brought gin.
Can we get a bit of keenness, everyone? We've gathered here today to bid farewell to our genuinely incredible colleague, Brian Dobson.
Oh, cool. This is going to be one of those mawkish living funerals, is it? Dripping in sentimentality.
We've watched him on 6-1, Morning Ireland, News at One. Never anything outside current affairs, though. I suppose it's only a special few of us who can do hard news and light entertainment.
Well, thanks to hard liquor and a light Merlot, I got along fine.
Oh, there you go. And some of your lovely friends have something they want to say to you today.
Dobbo,
I'm going to miss our cultural exchanges. As Mama Cahill used to say, life is like a tub of coleslaw left out at room temperature. It doesn't last very long, so enjoy it while you can.
Right.
Gorgeous words.
Brian, it's a disgrace what they're doing to you, to us, the Owlfellas. The Owlfellas here at the Arty, torfing us out when we've got so much more left to give. So much more.
I'm leaving on my own volition, Joe.
You what?
I just simply don't want to work anymore.
Oh, that's surprising. I thought your crowd were meant to have a fantastic work ethic. What about the work ethic?
Sorry, my crowd. Do you care to elaborate? I wouldn't mind a workplace relations settlement at this point.
Well, listen, I'll get you one if you get me one.
Oh, you're right, Gary, are you?
Stop.
Right.
That's so touching.
Oh, hi, Claire.
Retiring?
Yes.
Really? I thought you were better than that. I thought you had stamina. Not like these other fools taking time off to spend it with their loved ones. Oh, please. I'll never retire. I'm a machine.
Lovely Claire. Now, we've got these recorded messages from two of your most famous victims. Play the tape.
This will be interesting.
How are you, Ryan? Look, I'll never forget me first doubling. You were pressing me on to whip around and dig out and whether I ate the dinner and whether Paddy the Plaster. But look, you were like a dog with a bonbon, you were, and I hold no grudges or grapes. Time heals all prunes. And I want to wish you a happy retirement. Remember, don't forget to stop and smell the rosacea.
Dobbo, Robert Try here, entrepreneur, auctioneer and rent collector. When I did your programme, I didn't realise you were a black belt in bamboozling backbenchers and you ruined my ministerial career. Oh, it was a great honour altogether to be destroyed by you, absolutely destroyed on the radio. And it just goes to show the importance of doing your due diligence before saying yes to the due diligent Dobbo. I have to go here anyway. Happy retirement. These houses won't flip themselves.
Right, okay. Thank you. Now, everybody out for the moment. I have to prepare my final words for the broken voters out there.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Leave it. That's it, every one of you. Right. I'll be back later in the program, but first, might have some brandy to wet the whistle.
Mm.
Electric Picnic, Ireland's formerly boutique, sustainable-ish fest experience, is back. Full lineup finally announced. Remember this song? It came out before 9/11. Plus, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Remember that one song she has from 20 years ago? Yes, you do. It was in Saltburn. Saltburn was so hip. Maybe she has other songs too. And how about the Wolf Tones? Last year you enjoyed them ironically. This year you can enjoy them with an extra edge of Is This Still Okay? Style nationalism. And it's not just music.
Not just music.
Come see a bunch of ill-thought-out, lazy, unscripted podcasts who've slapped together a bunch of ill-thought-out, lazy, unscripted live shows. Including such unique podcasts as A Sponsor Compromised Rich Celebrity, Softball Chatting with Other Rich Celebrities. The Picnic is all about the chill boutique vibes. That's why we've added another 5,000 tickets this year. Treat yourself to a lounge upgrade, which is what we're calling the €85 extra charge for access to proper toilets. Enjoy a wide selection of brands, all owned by global conglomerate Heineken. Let's just ignore the Ballykilcavan Brewery less than 3 kilometres away. Hashtag sustainable-ish. And feast your senses at the Theatre of Food. That's what we're actually calling it. £20 for goujons and chips. Gastronomy, gastro no money. And when it's over, stay and watch all the plastic left behind get bulldozed into the ground. Tickets start at €285. Plus all the fleecing extra charges. But the tickets are sold out. Sold. The only way to get entry now is to throw together a shoddy podcast. The Electric Picnic. Electric because everything from the soulless lineup to the hatcheting costs of everything there is shocking. Ow.
Settle down. I call this cabinet meeting to order.
War cabinet.
What?
Welcome to the inaugural meeting of my war cabinet. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a TikTok war.
Hold on a second now, Cortiche.
What?
There is no need to go over the top.
Yes, over the top. Good idea. Start digging a trench. You there.
Aye, aye, Captain. Forward march.
Let. It's a minor diplomatic spat. Caused by Fine Gael, of course.
Lock.
Minister O'Brien, there's really no need for fatigues. Come on.
But I like the camouflage, Cax. It helps me keep a low prof in case anyone remembers this whole immigration disaster is just another bit of the housing disaster.
Which, of course, was caused by Fianna Fáil.
Oh, shots fired. War.
Quiet now, war of the buttons.
How dare you.
Where's Minister McEntee?
Yes, I can clarify. I am Minister McEntee. I'm 80% certain.
You're the one who caused all of this. Making up figures not based on any statistics or evidence in terms of data. What have you got to say for yourself?
We may not have any records or anything per se to prove as fact what I said. The important thing is that my officials and I spent the whole weekend coming up with ways to make the figures feel true.
Which involved basically saying someone else made them up. Lads working in the International Protection Office chatting over tea, was it?
Maybe, Minister, I can help you with the math.
Holy Norma Foley, battle stations!
If Britain has 12 Nigerians and you have 18 Georgians and the Enterprise train is travelling at 84 kilometres an hour, how many Somalians
The time has passed for all that shite now. Minister O'Gorman, you have in your hand a piece of paper. What's all that about, hey?
Well, no, that's it's not important. I'm just looking for the right bin to recycle it in.
Hang on a second. Is that a white paper? It might give us peace in our time.
What does it say? It's just my 2021 bill for ending direct provision.
Oh, nostalgia can be very good in a time of war.
But 2021, that's 18 years ago.
Here, give us that, will you? Here.
Excuse me.
Blah, blah, blah. End direct provision by 2024. Successful asylum applicants will have owned our accommodation after 4 months.
So should we just re-announce that now?
No way!
Okay.
Might I just gently remind everybody that was in our programme for government.
Well, that programme has been reprogrammed, a bit like you were, from Happy Pascal to Prickly C-3PO.
May the 4th be with you.
The Empire is striking back. Ready the forces.
Aye, Prime Minister. Civil defence are deploying to the border. Jeez, I'll have to make them all egg sandwiches. Is me work never done?
You know, this war is so sad. I was looking out the window of my ministerial car and the long commute from Ranelagh, seeing all the empty cycle lanes. It must be the curfew.
That's just Dublin bike lanes every day now, you numpty.
What?
You destroyed the dirty old town.
You did.
Look, at the heart of this matter is having to deport illegal asylum international protection applicant. Why do we keep changing the name for refugees?
Yeah, well, they invented the term direct provision and then we ran ran out of room. We had to call it emergency accommodation. And now we run out of that. And we were trying to come up with a new name for the tents when we just started running out of them as well. That's it. I declare rations.
The Glimmerman.
We must switch off any non-essential energy used to preserve power for TikToking. Lights out in hospitals by 8 p.m.
So I'm delighted to report that Limerick Hospital is way ahead of you.
But how are we going to deport the internationally rejected applicants?
We're going to use the only thing we do well in this country. Contracts for private consultants and contractors and firms. We've turned hotels into mega landlords for the uber poor. We can do the same with bus companies and ferrymen and Amazon delivery vans. More contracts for all.
Well, this might be a war that Fianna Fáil can very much stand behind. Very much.
I declare war at this fateful hour. Helen, what time is it?
It's 400 minutes past 80.
Never mind. It's war. Scrap all promises we made before today. Block, God, scrap.
Greetings to all my lefty comrades in this time of great turmoil as the intifada intensifies.
You're bleeding, what?
The government is trying to ship their immigration issues to the United Kingdom while the United Kingdom ship them right back to us.
And you just have to watch out for the custom charities. They do be putting us stuff shipped from the UK because I ordered a new Free Palestine flag in the Fleecing Elites charges. 20 euros extra. They did the bleeding big wig fat cat loop de loop.
Take a breath. Breed.
Take it easy, yeah.
And now the Labour Party infidel.
Absolutely, positively horrified to see so many helpless people in tents in Dublin, our capital city, and the Labour Party will ensure those tents never make their way to the leafy suburbs, the beautiful parts of Dublin Bay South constituency, which is where I will be and will be there permanently, at least temporarily.
I don't know what that was, but we can all agree these refugees deserve a home of their own. But also acknowledge that there aren't enough homes. So we what do we suggest we do?
What's the bleeding Labour Party going to do about
our party's formal position is that we keep allowing immigrants to come here, but we act just a tiny little bit rude so they don't stay for very long or at all.
You're bleeding,
Comrade McBarry.
As far as I can see it, we are so pro-Gaza. The people from Gaza want to come here.
Yes.
Well, the working class voters might prefer we're only just the right amount of pro-Gaza. Mainly just pro-Gaza for the Gazans who stay in Gaza.
Okay.
And can I just say that AIM2 will fight against open borders and abortion on demand.
Hang on, who invited AIM2?
Yeah, and you can stop pretending you're a party. It's just one lad. Come on.
Excuse me.
Plus, Padder Tobin, you were always the most blue shirt looking of all the shinners when you were in there.
Yeah, so get out of our group, AIM2. The left is full. Oh, wait, did that sound a bit far?
Right, the time has come to establish an international branch of the People Before Profit, Solidarity, Anti-Austerity, Multi-pack, vote one, get one free, left alliance. And I think we should do this in Malaysia.
You're bleeding, what?
Don't they do executions?
Yeah, for the lads smuggling the drugs like the heroin and the cocaines and the yips and the yaps and the ganja and the mushy
comrades
and the Mitsubishi disco.
Comrades,
I'm huge in Malaysia, like Boyzone in the 90s.
Why would they like you, Richard, over there?
Because of my powerful speeches where my voice goes up and sometimes it goes down and it goes up again and it goes down like this.
So you're saying you just shipped to Malaysia at the first offer?
Well, it's not like we're getting anything done around here, is it?
Asher, look, that's why I'm running for election to Fat Cat Global Elite Smell My Feet Europe. I'm so pro-immigrant, I'm willing to become one myself.
So come on, everyone. I'll teach you how to say up the nurses in Malaysia.
Okay, folks, I'm entering the room. I've closed my eyes so you can all surprise me.
All right, yeah, Mayday. Mayday, everyone.
Yes, that's right. It's Mayday, a.k.a. my BJ. So,
No.
What's happening here? Where's the wine, the flowers?
I think you'll find he's only using Mayday as a distress call.
Well, what are you distressed about? It's been a great week, Pierce. We launched our election campaign. And did I mention it's my birthday? I mean, seriously, is there no piñata or anything?
Boss, we're in a crisis. The government is in a diplomatic spat with the Brits over cross-border migration.
immigration.
But bashing the Brits is our thing.
So why don't we just bash the Brits as well?
We can't because of the immigration issue, which we're a little bit... we're both siding the issue from what I can tell.
Exactly.
Our leftist comrades have turned us for being closed border-minded. None of them will RSVP to my Pinchos night.
Well, don't look at me, Owen. I may have attended private school, but I was never a border.
No, it's land borders, boss.
Oh, that. Well, we don't believe in open borders.
No.
Except for the Nordy border. That one stays open, yep. So cheapskates from Cavan can shop for diesel in Fermanagh.
Oh, well.
Otherwise, it's a big fat yes to borders. Hang on a second. Does that make us partitionists?
We need a clear policy on immigration before it's too late.
We have a policy, and that policy is to say the government has made a total shambles of immigration.
Aye, that's very good, but we need to say how we would do things differently.
Well, people can be assured that Sinn Féin would do things completely differently.
Yeah. Such as?
We're listening to the people.
The people who say Ireland is full.
No. The other people.
Oh, the asylum seekers / international protection applicants. God, that euphemism is exhausting.
God, no. Literally nobody's listening to them.
The arsonists. We're going to listen to the arsonists.
Well, that would be nostalgic, to be fair. But no, we will listen to all the people except the paddy fascists.
Right.
I mean, some of them look so swollen that if they keep eating every meal out of petrol stations, Ireland might actually end up full.
Listen, we do have one major policy difference from the government.
Oh no, don't say it.
We're calling on them to opt out of the EU migration pact.
Ooh. Exactly. I mean, these decisions are best taken locally and not in Brussels with the bureaucrats.
Oh God, I think I'm going to throw up my ham on pincho.
We have to take on Europe.
Interfering in our affairs.
Right.
I mean, I was just talking to a man in a white transit van about this very day.
That's it. I'm going to lie down over here in this beanbag filled with shredded hate speech bill amendments and my tears.
Oh, poor we own.
Let's hear it, Pierce.
Scrap the EU migration pact.
It's time to take back control of our borders.
Oh, that doesn't sound...
Now, when's the strippergram coming?
Well, hello.
Like and follow and use the hashtag Ireland is fun.
Hello. Sorry, Prime Minister, didn't know you were recording. I thought you should be off for the bank holiday by now, hey? Yeah,
unfortunately, I can't go home because the Wicklow says no basket of deplorables are protesting outside my house. Block!
That is just shocking, hey?
Blocking!
Let me at them with the wooden spoon and a bucket full of backbencher underpants and I wouldn't be long running the hoors.
It's disgraceful. I mean, why can't they pick a weekend when I'm in need of such a distraction? It's been such a really, really good week.
Has it? It seemed to me like we nearly made the Tories look competent there for a wee while.
No, Helen McUpsey did. Which means it was good for me, and that's all that matters.
You were so right to suggest keeping her in justice. It's turned out so well.
You see, my plan has worked. So long as she keeps popping up with her banjax fingers on crime and immigration, she sucks up all the bad attention and public anger.
Sure, when someone asks her a question, she always looks like she just remembered she put out the wrong bin and she's thinking, oh my God, the black bin won't be collected for a fortnight, hey?
Exactly. So now, nobody expects the TikTok teesh / triple T monster energy teesh to do anything about housing, health, no teachers, the return deposit, Omni Hames.
So away with you know, you wee scampion, before people start to get angry about the price of pork chops.
Oh no, and before the Leinster fans realise they have to take a Dublin bus for the first time at the match this weekend.
Oh, that's Fine Gael's last demographic. Leinster fans who haven't seen the inside of a bus and border Protestants with immaculate hanging baskets.
And all because somehow a nation state of 5 million can't operate the only train line in the capital on a bank holiday weekend. Oh. Like, what the F?
We do have some gall to be slagging off Rishi Sunak now, to be fair, hey.
Slagging Rishi is my only hope of climbing up the polls. I only pray he can hang on long enough so I can threaten him again next week over return to sender migrants.
He knows they're all empty threats. You're going to have to come up with something stronger than that.
Yes, you're right. I've got it.
Oh?
I'll slime him.
You what?
Simple Sunak. If you don't do as I say, then I'll slime you at the next intergovernmental conference meeting.
Slime
Sunak. Oh, can you imagine the content of my timeline? My followers would die. They would all just be dead.
All right, that's enough. Out you wee scamp, you know.
Okay, well, good luck. Wait, what are you doing here?
Well, I have to hoover the doll chamber and polish the dome of the building before I personally go around the country handing out child benefit from a transport box hooked onto the back of a Zetter diesel tractor. Hope you buy it.
Wow, TikTok monster energy, Heather.
Oh, hello there again. So, what have I learned in my time here? Well, it's that everything is broken. Nobody gets fired, and Ireland was never fit to run herself. Turn it off and turn it back on again. I would say to set fire to it, but that sounds fascist now. And also, it's too damp. except oddly for bits of offaly that we continue to burn in order to power the data centres that are busy undermining democracy. Now, I've watched governments endlessly waste chances to cure or avoid the many crises hammering this cow dung stained rock of a half country. They all fail. But they don't care, because all political careers end in pensions. That's right. Even now, we like to pretend it's a nation of many problems, when really there's only one. Housing! It's housing, stupid! The lack of Gardaí, teachers, nurses, mental health places, the lack of hotel rooms for tourism, the lack of space for immigrants, the lack of hope. It's all about housing! Build houses and stop creating systems that make tiny numbers of private equity firms enormously rich and then act like it happened accidentally. That's like saying RTE's in trouble only because D. Forbes tripped and dropped hundreds of thousands of euro by accident into the account of a presenter who's currently living off Chris Evans's leftovers on a channel with the same market share as Ain2. Which brings me nicely back to our shambolic exploding clown car of a political multi-party PR system. For Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens, see above comments on housing. Who else is there? The Labour Party? They broke promises as often as Pat Rabbit broke wind once he hit the mashed turnip at noon. PPB, SP, Solidarity? Who loves a party that has more acronyms than TDs or ideas on how to fix things? The Social Democrats? Well, it's no wonder they haven't suffocated from lethal doses of their own smugness. The various Carvery Region independents? I won't judge any of them. It wouldn't be fair, not until they can at least walk on their hind legs and maybe learn enough English words to sound slightly less racist. At least Sinn Féin, you know, is trying something new in politics, smashing all their principles and promises in opposition, so that by the time they come to power, they'll just resemble a slightly more desperate version of Fianna Fáil, with body piercings, misspelt tattoos and poorly applied fodders. Right, that's enough double-logging, I think. It's nearly 7 o'clock, and I've a splitting headache that can only be solved by splitting a magnum of Pomerol with a loved one. I wish I could say it's been fun, but Dobbo's time has ended. Go home now to love and serve some gin. And once this broadcast is finished, as always, go back to sleep, Ireland.